Hey, how you doing? Sorry, I just had my whole Skype drop out. This is what we're doing during the pandemic. How you doing, man?
Oh man, it's a pandemic. So yeah, I feel like we've finally gotten back to just saying, doing great. Like, we kind of can't even continue with the holding up. It's just like, yeah, everything's great for me.
Well, I should mention that TJ Miller, our guest, will be at Helium in Indianapolis this weekend. In fact, they have added a Saturday matinee show at 4:30, which is great for the fans. It's great for you. But is it harder to be funny when it's daylight?
You know, that's actually a really funny question. I've never had that question asked. In the Seinfeld documentary, comedian, he kind of, Orny Adams actually discusses that. And I've found that we have a lot of fun at those matinee shows. I just added one. Finally, I think people are kind of coming back around to saying, all right, if the clubs are doing this safely, then, you know, it's time to get out and laugh. And I think people have realized, luckily, that this is, you know, people are not getting the virus in these comedy clubs. The comedy clubs are really doing it as safely as possible, which I'm really proud of because I'm not playing any of these clubs that are doing it in any way that seems dangerous. I just won't do that. I just don't think that's good business. So, but what we found is these matinee shows are so fun. Because they, it's kind of like a bonus. It's like you get the whole night, right? And you see a show. So instead of doing, you know, a midnight show where people kind of struggle to not get too drunk and, you know, you're at dinner, you're at the bar, you go, oh God, we got to leave, you know, because if we don't leave now, then we're going to be late. Instead of adding that to somebody's night, instead, we make it totally okay to day drink, which is important during the pandemic. And people kind of get out of the show and go, okay, wow, let's go have some food or let's go out. Or you can just go home and kind of have a chill Saturday night. So we've been loving it. As far as it being harder to be funny during the daylight, I mean, I think it's hard for me to be funny any time of day. I'm at my funniest at about 3:25 a.m. And we just haven't been able to get people to see those shows. So come and see how I'm improved definitely during the day. But it's fun too because, you know, nobody's too drunk. And that late show Friday is always can get a little messy, especially lately. But, you know, all three shows on a Saturday have been great. I just got back from Nashville, Tennessee. And then after this, I do Houston. But I love Indianapolis. I think it's one of those sweet spot cities where hardworking, hard drinking, but smart, smart crowds. And really fun, kind of open to going anywhere. It's not like that pile of crap St. Louis. And I don't even want to talk about them, all right? I've said what I need to about that, Rick.
Well, it's I saw you at the comic strip up on the 2nd Avenue, Upper East Side, you know where it is, a couple years ago. And
yeah,
at one point, like, somebody said something in the crowd. You actually got off stage and you said, I can hear you. I'm a person. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry. And then you got back up on stage. But the cool thing was afterwards, I mean, it's so small in the front, but you came out and took pictures with us and hung out. It was a lot of fun that night. So thanks.
Oh, it was great. And, you know, I'm having a lot of fun in part just getting to riff with the crowd. Everybody's been inside so much. I mean, you know, I live in New York City and we had kind of the most, well, California is still locked down, but we had an incredibly extended lockdown. And so I talk about that a little bit. I don't really talk about the pandemic because we're all trying to, you know, I don't talk about politics or anything, but I joke about, you know, did anybody in the audience have sex because you ran out of things to watch on Netflix? And just, you know, I treat a little with a little bit of levity how much we've been indoors, but I do remind the audience, you know, there's nothing like a live show, and we don't have concerts or music festivals or anything like that right now. And so that's part of it really is, you know, part of what I try and do is say, hey, you're at a live show. This is going to be spontaneous. Every show is different, always. I interact with the audience all the time. People are constantly yelling stuff. I guess because I have a face that you want to yell at. I don't know what that's about, really. But, you know, I really try and incorporate the audience and also kind of tell them, hey, you know, this is a unique experience for you guys. And I say, you know, I'll never perform for this exact audience again. And no other audience will see this exact show. So this is a completely unique experience that we're sharing together. It's just for us. And people need to get that because everyone has screen fatigue, especially how much we've been glued to the television with Georgia and the attacks on the Capitol. It's like, get out from behind your phone and get away from Netflix. I mean, I think I watched Sicario 1 and 2 twice last night. I mean, we got to get away from this stuff. I kept mixing up which is which. I go, I guess I'll just start over on 1 and see if they're still upset at the Mexican cartels. I mean, it's just like, we got to kind of get out of that rut and go and see something live. And it's great. You know, I have a big joke about how I say that, for so long, we weren't drinking in public. It's so nice to be out and drinking with other people. For so long, everybody's living room was their bar. And I don't know about you, but I got cut off in my living room a lot faster than at any bar that I used to go to. I mean, after about 8 or 9 drinks, Kate would be like, that's it, you're cut off. And I'd be like, hey, I know the owner. Let me talk to the owner. I'm friends with the owner. He's me. I'm him. I got to talk to the owner. And she'd go, TJ, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. And I'd be like, what? What did you say? So, you know, it's also nice to just be out and laughing at other people. And what I've actually seen, which is really fun, is that a lot of people come up to me after the show and they say, this is the first time I've ever seen stand-up. And I go, well, welcome to the party. Where have you been? You know, isn't it fun? And they go, oh, yeah. And you can tell it's because they have a friend that said, hey, have you ever been to a comedy show? You know, this comedian's coming through, and you've probably seen him in movies and television, but he's a really funny stand-up, so we should go see him. And they go, okay, well, you know, there's not a lot of other options. And then they come, and they just love it. So I'm hoping that, you know, this introduces comedy to a lot of people and that we're able to sort of, you know, get some new fans, not just fans for me, but fans of the experience of live comedy, because it is fun. It's different than watching a comedy movie in a packed theater. That's really fun. But there's just something infectious about the laughter. And again, you know, Helium, all across the country, they're doing a really good job of sort of saying, this needs to be safe, you know?
Even Helium St. Louis.
No. I don't want to talk about them. I've said that before. I'm done discussing St. Louis. And I told St. Louis that. I said, until you get a bridge between you and some sort of culture, I'm not talking about that arch, okay? The overarching theme of St. Louis is no thanks. I'd rather be in Indianapolis. Golf smack it. But, you know, you say, I came and took some pictures. So what I've been doing is I can't have meet and greets, obviously. So what I've been doing is a socially distanced selfie. And that's when, if you buy a piece of merchandise, you can come out and take a selfie. And I might happen to be in the background throwing up peace signs like a young Japanese girl. And so I've still been able to kind of safely say hello to people and hear, you know, how they're doing. And did you have a fun time at the show? And they've been so sweet about saying, hey, you know, we just watched Office Christmas Party. That's what we do each year for the Christmas. And so, you know, that's been really, really nice too. But the biggest thing for me is just come and see a show and laugh and get, you know, you get to take a break. For an hour and a half, you get to not think about anything that is, you know, all of this. And that's worth every penny, you know. And it's the reason that I'm traveling and I have to quarantine for my wife and I get tested every Wednesday and we don't get the results until Thursday. And, you know, right now, that's the best thing I can do. This is the best thing that I could possibly offer to people is just a mental vacation. And I'm leaving tonight to go to Indianapolis. So I didn't even this week I haven't even been able to sleep in the same bed as my wife, which has its pros and cons. She likes to sleep laterally, which I think is a little strange.
Well, yes, your wife is very lovely, and we want to make sure everybody gets to see TJ Miller. Go to heliumcomedy.com. Get your tickets. And Indy, as we said, they added a show, a matinee show, on Saturday. And as you said, you've seen him in so many great TV shows and movies, Ehrlich Bachman, all the rest, Crashing, so good in that.
Well, you know, you say that, but everybody listening to you knows me from the Emoji Movie. I was the star of the Emoji Movie, the only film that's ever been made or will be made about emojis. And so come and see Gene Meh, the emoji, live and in person. Come to the matinee show. Day drink
what
if Saturday somebody away.
What if somebody wants to see Tough Nut?
Yeah, you know what, I do, no, it's more about the Emoji Movie.
Okay.
What if I didn't really want to talk about any other movies except for the Emoji Movie and Yogi Bear 3D? I'm like, guys, I know the Drew Barrymore film, The Stand-In, is streaming everywhere right now, but let's focus on the Emoji Movie, a movie for 4 to 12-year-olds and parents of those 4 to 12-year-olds who don't want to talk to them for an hour. But yeah, come check us out. Helium's great, and again, we're making sure people are safe, comfortable, and it's going to be a blast. It's just been going so well nationwide. People, you know, I get people coming up after shows. They go, "Geez, man, this is like the first time I've been out. We got our sister to watch the kids, and it's the first time we've been out in like 5 months." And I'm going, "Ah, thank you for spending this night with me, and I hope you had a great time." Everybody says, "Oh, it's so fun. You know, it's so nice to laugh again." So let's do it, guys. This is the weekend. Let's shift gears in the beginning of the year.
It's a good line. And just to throw in our friend Michael Ian Black, he tweeted today, the president has been impeached more times this year than I've been in a restaurant.
That's great. I also like my joke just the last day or two has been, you know, things are bad when the president getting impeached a second time. It's just a sidebar. Every conversation I've had, it's not even mentioned. You know, somebody's like, "Hey, pretty crazy about him getting impeached." And everyone's like, "Wait, what?" I'm sorry. Everyone I know has gotten COVID. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, he did. Okay, great. Well, all right. You know, a couple
crazy
people have been like, "Well, Mitch McConnell seems to have grown a conscience." And I'm like, I forget who that is, man. I haven't been to an Arby's in a year and a half. I don't know what to do anymore.
All right, TJ, man, I could keep you all day. I know you got to run. Helium, Indy.
Thanks, man.
Hey, good talking to you. And, you know, when this is all done, come on and hang out with us in San Francisco.
Oh, 100%. I can't wait. But come see me this weekend. It's a blast. It's really so fun. And I've got a great opener. It's just going to be so fun. So I'll see you guys at Helium Comedy Club.
HeliumComedyClub.com. Hey, thanks a lot, TJ. Appreciate it, buddy.
No problem, Rick. I'll talk to you soon, man. Thank you again. Be well.
All right. Good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.